Good morning and welcome to Food Talk. I'm Marianne Myers and I am joined, as always, by my fabulous co-host, Linda Perkins. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marianne. I got my apron.
You do. You have your Food Talk apron.
I got my
apron.
Food Talk apron on because it's pledge drive.
It's Woo-hoo! Pledge drive. I know. We should have party hats.
Two cups of coffee. Doesn't that count?
Absolutely. It is pledge drive. And because we only have 29 minutes to spend with you, dear listeners, I want to start today's show off by, first of all, urging you to support KMUN. We have 3 days left of our spring pledge drive, and we still are not quite to goal, so it would be really cool if you would take a second and go online to KMUN.org, hit that donate button, or give us a call. Brian's on the desk out there. I think that Keegan can answer phones, and maybe Susan. We've got three people available to take your call, so I think you should get through immediately, 503-325-0010. And as always, you can mail us a check to P.O. Box 269, Astoria, Oregon. But why is it important that they should do that during Food Talk, Linda?
Because we have a drawing.
We have a drawing without benefit of an easel. We're having a drawing. We have three really wonderful cookbooks that we are dying to give away. And anyone who contacts us. The cool thing, okay, there's two things about contacting us today. One is, would you like to donate? We would love that so much. And the other is, would you like to enter the drawing, which does not require you to donate, just to give us a call at 503-325-0010, and your name will be entered in the drawing. And then tomorrow morning, we will have the list available to us of all the people who have gone online or called in with a donation or without a donation, doesn't matter. And all those names will be entered in the drawing, and we'll let you know in 2 weeks on the next Food Talk who wins.
Now, you know I love cookbooks. Can I be in the drawing?
Oh, my gosh. You are not allowed to have more cookbooks.
I know.
And no, you can't have Dale enter for you.
I don't think he would. He's already an enabler when he goes to the post office box, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To get the cookbooks.
I'm quickly going to just say what the cookbooks are.
What are they?
Because that might be an incentive. We have one called See You on Sunday by Sam Sifton. And if you are familiar with New York Times food columnists, you probably know Sam Sifton, but he's one of my favorite food writers because he's a really good writer in addition to having brilliant ideas about food and combinations of food and no recipe recipes. He's famous for them, but this is a beautiful hardcover book. It doesn't have a single gravy stain on it. It's gorgeous. So that's
He's one of the books.
And he
is a proponent of Sunday dinner.
That's right. Before COVID, he would have groups of people over for Sunday dinner every week and celebrate Sunday.
Creating a community through cooking.
That's it. That's right.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
As your apron so ably says.
Cooking on the coast.
Cooking on the coast.
I got my Food Talk apron on.
We also have Bobby Flay's Bar American cookbook. I probably don't even need to talk to you too much about that because you're all maybe familiar with Bobby Flay from the Food Channel.
And that's his flagship restaurant.
Yeah. And it's deliciousness on paper, really. And also, speaking of deliciousness on paper, we have the French Kitchen Cookbook by the very famous Patricia Wells. So if you'd like French, if you'd like American, if you'd like Sunday supper, enter. Just call and ask for your name to be put in the drawing, or if you are calling with a donation or going online with a donation, you will automatically be entered in the drawing because we'll have your contact. But otherwise, just call and give us your name and phone number, and we will toss you in the hat along with everyone else. We need a really big hat.
In the drawing.
In the drawing.
I made something French.
You did?
That was my segue. Yeah, I did. So I love salad niçoise, and this is the time of year for salmon.
Yeah.
And so one of the times of year for salmon. So I made it with salmon, cold salmon instead of tuna, and I really like that salad. And I had some left over, and I wonder if you've seen this on the internet, because I tried it, and I liked it. So it's where you take a big tortilla, and you cut, you make a sandwich. You make a wrap, but you don't make it like a burrito.
Okay.
You make it like a triangle, like a quarter of a circle.
Okay.
And so what you do is you lay your tortilla out, and if you can imagine it, you cut a radius. So from the diameter to an edge, you cut a slit, and then you fold 90 degrees, fold 90 degrees, fold 90 degrees, and then you've got like a thing that looks like a quarter of a pie.
Uh-huh.
And so now pretend that it's
that's
open.
A pocket.
Yeah, and you just put something on each of those four quadrants. Like I put some fish, and I put some tartar sauce. I put some lettuce, and I put something else. What do you think it was? Well, I can't remember.
Onions, greens? No.
Oh, no, you're right. Red onions.
Oh,
red
yeah,
onions, yeah.
Perfect.
And so then you just fold it, doink, 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 and then you have a pie-shaped wrap.
That's
and it
so
worked really,
cool.
really well, as long as you don't, like, pile stuff on.
Yeah.
It worked really well. And then we did it with tacos, too, and that worked, too. And it everything didn't fall out the bottom like it does.
Yeah.
Because we don't have wraps big enough for a burrito.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, it was just kind of cool.
I love burritos. Don't get me wrong. I love them. But they always have, you know, both ends are like really tortilla intensive.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the way that you have to wrap them.
Yeah.
And so I always like have leftovers, like a child who won't eat the crust on the bread.
Yeah, yeah. And this was probably a little more tortilla intensive than I would have liked, because each bite has like four layers.
Right.
You know? So that was a downside. But it was just something that was kind of fun and different.
Yeah. And easier to pick up and eat, I would think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Cool. Very cool. So, reminder, we only have, I don't even know how many minutes now. Don't make me do the math, but you know, it's less than a half an hour for you to call and get your name in the hat for a drawing for a cookbook. And also to please call or go online and donate in support of the Spring Pledge Drive. 503-325-0010 or KMUN.org. Click on donate. Either way, we are all three of those ways. We are so grateful for your participation.
And I feel bad because there's only seven of you, so it kind of puts pressure on you.
Yeah, no, I know. I know. If all seven of you could call and then have your favorite pet call back, that would be good. That would be good. We would enter two of your names in the drawing. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I was trying to think this morning, historical relevance about the radio station has, you know, we've crested the hill of 40 years old and now we're...
Isn't that something?
Yeah, right. If it was a person, we'd be on the downslope, but we're still on the ascendant because we're a radio station.
We're a middle-aged radio station.
Yeah. And only getting better, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking about how long you and I, how long have we been doing Food Talk?
Well, I don't know.
I don't
just
either.
Remember that first time that I was on as a guest and I drank a bunch of coffee and you were so used to having chefs on Monday morning who'd been working till like, you know, 2 a.m. Sunday night, who would only give one word sullen answers. You were so happy that somebody could do a whole sentence.
Because whoever was the boss at their place made him come in, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, I remember thinking at the time that it would be really nice to do home cooking. Because for years we had talked about people in the profession, the food profession. But we all together in our entire listening area of multi-counties, we are small. And so we go through those people, and then we make them start over again.
Yes. And they're resistant.
And the thing about talking about home cooking is there's no end.
I know. You wouldn't think you could do something new, and then you burn your whole belly taking a roast out of the oven. Or you use liquid smoke instead of vanilla in a birthday cake, and everybody calls it your arson cake.
We should continue to. We should do a whole list of tragic errors that have happened in our personal kitchens. Oh my gosh! You know, I almost always, And I do. I'm looking at one now. I almost always have some little burn somewhere.
Yeah.
Very seldom a cut, need to knock on something that's wood. I don't cut myself very often. I burn myself all the time.
Yeah.
Just
I'm
all the time.
I'm pretty careful. And the thing that's been a game changer for me is I use those like Kevlar gloves, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I have a little drawer. Like that. Yeah, that's exactly right beside my stove and oven. And so I just take, it's a top drawer too, so it's no problem to get to. And so I just open it up, take the gloves out, and I don't have any pot holders. I would have to do the whole fold up a towel, which is a lot more steps. And so that has really reduced my burns.
And
except,
are those,
of course, on my stomach.
Well, who would think? And what are you going to do about that? Asbestos aprons. I don't even know. How can we help? I wonder if those are those silicone or are they like quilted material?
No, they're fabric and they've got Kevlar woven into them.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
The silicone ones I just couldn't make work because I felt like a Muppet, you know.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really grasp anything because I couldn't tell where the end of my fingers were, you know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So it didn't feel safe.
You have Kevlar. So,
I know,
you know,
I
you're
know.
Not only burn proof, you're bulletproof. Excellent. I need some of those because I do use potholders. And maybe the correlation between the fact that I use potholders and I always have a burn somewhere, those two things might be related.
Well, I remember when our house got knocked down in the storm of 2007 and we lived in a farmhouse. And so I of course, had lost my oven gloves when the storm, we lost everything. And so then I was using potholders in that house and I started 3 fires because I would just set them down on the stove, you know, and then also I was just burnt so much. And so I know that there's a big difference when I use them and I don't.
So rude of me to laugh, but that's
No, it was such a thing because the kitchen had a doorway and then there was the living room and Dale would be sitting in there and they'd just be like running across the frame of the doorway with an open flame towards the sink. Poor Dale.
Aye, aye, aye. Home cooking can be deadly dangerous.
Dangerous, no lie. I always thought that's why guys like grilling, because it's so dangerous.
Ugh. Ooh, flames. A reminder, you have about 18 minutes, something like that, to enter the contest for the drawing for cookbooks and to donate in support of KMUN in general. No matter what you love about this station, and Linda and I could go on forever about things we personally love about the station, whatever it is, take a minute right now, this 3 days before the drive is over, and help us make our goal, 503-325-0010. And if you've already donated sometime and you're not ready to donate again, it doesn't matter. You can get in the drawing by just calling and giving us your phone number, and we will put it in, we'll add you to the hat. And if you win, we'll give you a call. And I will personally deliver these cookbooks to the winners, by the by.
Oh,
I will
that's
just
so nice.
Drive up like the mail guy used to do and
fling them on the porch.
<You're right. laughs> Hand them over with a gigantic thank you so much on behalf of everybody at KMUN. So please give us a call right now, 503-325-0010. I see that somebody is doing that right this very minute.
And you're not just donating to our show.
No.
I mean, I don't really know how much we add to the community. but as a whole, the radio station, I mean, it's just the music is so lovely on this station. I just love it. And
yeah.
I always donate to the music shows.
Yeah. And I'm crazy about the news. And on the way in this morning, I'm listening to Joanne with the Ship Report. There is a lot to love, not the least of which is the fabulous John Stevenson in Lost Highways. And I see him out there loitering in the lobby waiting for his turn. He'll be in at just a couple minutes after 10.
I love his show, and I've learned so much from his show.
Yeah, I learn a lot from everybody. I got to answer phones yesterday. A lot of the folks that are manning the stations here for Pledge Drive are volunteers, and we take turns being on the phone desk. And yesterday I was here doing Charlie's Classic Rock and Roll, and that's another show where I always learn something. I love that guy and that show. So whatever it is you love, be sure to, when you call to donate, be sure that you let us know. And there's a place online for you to say that, too, because it's important. And staff absolutely makes a note of those things. So 503-325-0010 or online at KMUN.org. By all means, do it now, I think. Now would be
perfect.
This
would be a good time. Well, and there are seven of you, and there's 14 minutes left. So actually, if one of you would just do it every 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that would be excellent. Or get together and figure out how you want to divide it up. We should have a little lunch and get our seven listeners.
Table for nine, please.
Yes, we should totally do that. I hadn't thought about that.
Everybody, show us what you can do home cooking. Here's my arson birthday cake.
Oh, my gosh. I'm wondering, I was trying to think this morning, what the heck have I been cooking?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I've been cooking a decent amount. You know, because I really like that internet cook, Justine. I don't know how to say her last name, but it's like Doiron. Doiron. She never says her name, so I don't know how to say it.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have cookbooks. She has a baking book that's long out. But she cooks just like how I want to right now, a lot of beans, a lot of grains, and really tasty, you know?
Yeah. And is she shrimp French?
No. Or, uh-uh.
Okay.
No, I don't know where she lives, but I would think it's like an urban area.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And so
she lives in an urban area, everybody. Someplace
that narrows it down. Hey, I want to take a quick moment to say that Food Talk is co-produced by KMUN Community Radio and North Coast Food Web. Both fine organizations have excellent, excellent websites. So if you are going on to the website to donate right now, after you do that, after you donate, take a wander around KMUN.org and see what's going on. There's brand new stuff in the store. So you can click on shop and see what kind of KMUN swag is available for you.
Yeah, we're like in a whole new generation of swag.
Yeah, I think we are.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So I would say, by all means, take a minute and wander around the website. You will be happy you did. And it's a way to also access, like, archived stuff. Yes. Oh. All right.
Susan just came in.
Came in, and thank you, Colleen from Cannon Beach. Thank you so much for supporting KMUN and stepping up for the Spring Pledge Drive. And also, Linda, the reason Colleen gets up by 9:27 on Mondays. Us too.
I know. Do you remember that one day when I'm like, I'm going to be here at 9:29:59? Remember, because the road was closed? Oh, I broke so many laws.
Oh. I don't think you can be ticketed in it, and, you know.
I don't think I would have been. I would have allowed them to ticket me. I was just like, vroom, past them, you know.
And we could have heard you be handcuffed live on the radio.
Yeah, no lie. Don't lie. Gotta go now.
503-325-0010. Please join Colleen, and I know that Tom from Warrington, we owe a thank you to, and probably others. We've seen the phone go off, but we are not privy.
It's a secret.
Yeah, it's a secret.
It's a secret,
even to us. Although we will know later, because if you call, we will. You will be entered in the drawing, and you are not required to donate to be entered in the drawing. Just call 503-325-0010 and tell Brian or Susan or Keegan that you want to be entered in the drawing.
His name is Brain.
His name is
Brian. Because he's so smart. Well, I did something that I thought was kind of cool. I liked it. So that same woman that Justine Duron, she makes rice bowls. But she does is she takes short grain rice and she fries it like hash browns.
Oh.
You know how like in Persian food, you make your food so that, and paella, you know, like your rice has a crust
yes.
on the bottom. And so she just does that without all the other stuff in it. You know, both of those cultures put a bunch of other stuff in the rice, but she fries it like a hash brown patty, and then she makes a rice bowl out of it. And it was really good, especially, you know, if you're going to put something saucy in there too, like a curry sauce or something like that. It was really good, and I never thought of frying rice that way. I always fry it the Chinese way, you know, where you keep it moving.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you want a little bit of brown on something, but you can keep it, you just keep it moving.
Yeah. Hey, Thank you, Keegan.
Oh, look at this. Okay,
bearing good news.
Wow, so it's not a secret. Lynette from Seaside, thank you so much for calling in. Patty from Gerhardt, I think I know who she is. She's the one that staples her fishtails up onto her shed.
Oh. And,
yes, but it's all part of home cooking.
Yeah.
It's a competition with her husband. He staples his fish on one side, and she staples her fishtails on the other. At the end of the year, they see who won. And then Ron from Tillamook. Ron, thank you. You're so far away. Ron! Can you hear me? Thank you so much. You are what keeps this station alive.
Absolutely. It's spring and we're planting success for the rest of the, you know, all through the summer. Thank you for helping with that. 503-325-0010. Donate in person on the phone with a real live, wonderfully welcoming a person here. And also that's the way to enter the drawing for the cookbooks. No donation required. 503-325-0010. Just enter your name. That's all we need you to do.
I like getting cookbooks for gifts, you know, which this is essentially kind of a gift because it's maybe something that you wouldn't buy yourself. And then you always find something new and something that you weren't expecting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really like that.
I have cookbooks that I've called a lot of cookbooks and I've called them right over into your
house. Yeah. Thank you.
and I'm so grateful to you because that makes it really easy. But I have cookbooks that I don't actually cook out of a lot, but they're really good reading.
Yeah.
That's another thing about a cookbook.
Sam Sifton.
Yeah. No kidding.
Not saying that you're not going to cook out of it, but he's such a good writer.
Yeah, he is such a good writer. So I'm seeing that that we still have two lines open. So,
but that's out of 27.
You didn't get to see the look I just gave Linda. Like, what? I don't know. Why do I not know?
You're wrong.
We have three lines, so we still have two open. 503-325-0010 if you would like to claim one for your very own and donate. If you you do not need to donate to enter the drawing for the cookbooks, but if you do donate, you will also be entered. So everybody online and by phone will during Food Talk Only will be entered in the drawing for the cookbooks. So there.
I'm really impressed that Colleen could wake up at 9:27 and dial the phone by 9:45.
Seriously, I couldn't even say good morning to Linda until I had like gulped down about a half a cup of coffee.
I was worried she was going to drown.
Oh. I don't know how you Heimlich fluid.
I know. But it's true. I mean, you know, I would spend that 15 minutes just trying to get my brain attached to body parts and make them go. I don't think I could do fine-tuned things like dialing.
Linda and I start basically waking each other up like the day before.
I know. Do you remember?
Food talk tomorrow.
Well, it's such an important thing that one day I forgot. Poor you.
Gosh.
And you were just like, and then I take some shallots. And I felt so bad.
Slowest I ever talked. I'm just so grateful that that wasn't Pledge Drive.
Oh, that would have been
Yipes.
So bad.
Yeah, that would have been so bad.
But
it wasn't so bad. And although that show is no doubt archived somewhere, it's unlikely that anyone will find it.
No,
so that's good. That reminds me that one of the many fabulous reasons to go to KMUN.org besides pledging your support is that you can access all of the podcasts, these things where this 9:30 in the morning stretch of time during the week is always public programming of some kind. I think it's mostly like really a service to the community kind of programming, except
people
for food
that are
talk.
Smarter than us. Yes, yes.
They only give us like 2:30 minutes a month because really,
I know.
Otherwise they'd have to explain themselves. So
we'd only have 5 listeners.
That's right. And we get to thank somebody. Mike from Cannon Beach wants to
take Linda to lunch in a non creepy way.
Oh.
I eat a lot.
I'm going to give you this thank you note because, seriously, apparently you have a date in the offing.
Oh, thank you so much, Mike. Thank
These
you.
These are people who called with their phone number, but I thought that message was important.
Okay. I'm glad to. Thank you, Susan. Susan brings us little notes about who to thank, and I want to thank her for doing that. It said, and I want to thank folks who have just called in because they want to enter the drawing.
Yes, yes.
And so I have a list of names, and I'm really happy about that. And we will be notifying everybody personally as soon as we do the drawing, which will be tomorrow at some point, and also then on air next Food Talk. But Larie called and said that she misses me. I'm not on the radio very much anymore. And also she watches the same show as you. So I'm assuming that means the cooking show with the lady with the...
Oh, yeah, Justine Drouin. Yeah. I wish she would say her name. Like, hi, I'm Justine Drouin, because I have no idea how to say it. It's such an odd combination of letters, you know?
It sounds like a Scooby-Doo kind
of thing.
I know,
and I'm making it up because I have no idea how to say it. Hey, you were talking about the podcast, you know? So
yes.
I just wanted to say, hey, Colleen down in Cannon Beach, you don't have to get up at 9:27.
That's right. You could listen to it later. The podcast for our show goes up Tuesday morning.
So the next day.
The fabulous Skylar puts that up. And there will be a little blurb that I send Skylar that gives you some vague idea of what we might have talked about on that show. So if you're looking for something specific, you can find it there. But that is true of all of the podcasts. They're there, and they're the music shows are archived for 2 weeks after they appear on the air. But can you appear on the air? I'm not sure. I'm not sure you could do that, but you know what I mean. And then,
how many fingers am I holding up?
But the podcasts are there for, you know, I don't know, all eternity. I'm not sure. But no time limit, I don't think. So
my very, very favorite show we ever did, they forgot to record.
Oh.
There was just some like change in management and nobody was here to do it. It's the one where you taught me that a ripe fig feels like a testicle.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And they didn't record it, but it's my absolute
favorite. It might have been on purpose.
Yes.
Who knows? But there's nothing wrong with that. There's no like blasphemy. And you and I are both like totally paranoid every week that we're going to say something like we normally talk.
Oh,
that has
especially
to be.
When we talk about sheet pan dinners, because you and I use a different vowel.
Yeah, we do. That's right. We do.
Whoopsie.
Whoop. Well, if you'd like to be in on the drawing for a cookbook, you have about 2.5 minutes to do that, 503-325-0010. You do not need to donate to enter the drawing, but you can also donate at that number if you would like to, 503-325-0010. And you can go at your convenience to KMUN.org and click on the donate button if you prefer to do that. But if you do it in that next 2.5 minutes, all the online donations will be added to the entry for the drawing.
It's so cool. And we would like to thank you. Thank you so much, the seven of you, for listening every week.
Well, you know,
it's fun to do this show.
We've had more than seven people, so it's obviously a big celebration.
Some people are using different names so they can call twice.
I'll leave it to you to think of that.
You're so nice. You called us twice. I usually donate twice, once to us and once to... It's usually John Stevenson. I love his show, After Us. It's such a great show.
I know. I'm a serial donor, too.
Yeah.
So we are coming right up to being out of time. Do you want to sing us a little theme song?
All right. I'm driving my vegetables. I'm driving my green edibles. I'm driving my vegetables around. I am driving my broccoli, I'm driving my cauliflower, and my big load of cookbooks that we're giving away home. Thank you very much.
503-325-0010 or online at kmun.org. And thank you so very much.
From the bottom of my heart, thank you.